This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. So we're talking about Alzheimer's, a tough disease. But this paper suggests a really interesting new approach to treatment. It's all about using brain scans to personalize a type of brain stimulation.
Exactly. It's a precision medicine approach, targeting specific areas of the brain affected by Alzheimer's.
Personalized brain zaps? Sounds intense.
Not quite zaps, more like a gentle nudge. It's called theta burst stimulation, or TBS.
Okay, gentle nudge. But how do they even know where to nudge?
That's where the brain scans come in. They use fMRI to pinpoint the problem areas.
So Alzheimer's messes with brain networks, right? Big interconnected areas that work together.
Precisely. And current treatments, while helpful, don't really address the network disruptions directly.
So this new method tries to fix the broken connections?
Exactly. It's like rewiring the brain, but non-invasively.
This fMRI, it shows how different parts of the brain talk to each other, right?
Yes, it maps the brain's functional connectivity. They look for areas with abnormal connections.
And then they zap those areas with TBS?
They use a technique called intermittent theta burst stimulation, ITBS. It's a specific pattern of magnetic pulses.
And it's personalized, so each patient gets a unique treatment plan.
Absolutely. One common target area plus two others personalized to each patient's brain scan.
So they did a small study, right? 10 people?
A pilot study, yes. To test the feasibility and safety of the approach.
And did it work? Did they see improvements in brain connectivity?
Not significantly in the primary outcome measure, no, but there was a surprising improvement in attention.
Interesting. So the brain networks didn't change much, but their attention got better?
That's the unexpected finding. It suggests the treatment might have broader effects than initially anticipated.
So no major side effects?
No serious adverse events. The most common was facial twitching, which is manageable.
So a small study, some unexpected results, and manageable side effects. What's the next step?
A larger sham-controlled trial to really see if this is a genuine treatment effect.
Why might attention improve without major changes in brain networks?
Maybe the stimulation had indirect effects on other networks, or maybe the study wasn't long enough to see network changes.
And the small sample size is a limitation, right?
Definitely. And the lack of a sham group makes it hard to be certain about the results.
But this approach is pretty innovative, right? Using brain scans to personalize treatment?
Absolutely. It's a precision medicine approach that could revolutionize how we treat Alzheimer's.
So what's the future of this research?
Larger, more rigorous trials are needed, and exploring different stimulation parameters.
So a promising start, but more research is needed. It's a fascinating approach, though.
Definitely. It shows the potential of personalized brain stimulation in neurodegenerative diseases.
That was a great discussion. Thanks so much.